Lots of folks show up in canoes and kayaks, which I think makes our festival pretty unique. Not many festivals where you can show up in a canoe or a kayak in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So we definitely think that's one of our selling points.
Every year at this time, festival goers in New Orleans converge on the Bayou St. John neighborhood for the Mid-City Bayou Boogaloo. Since its inception, the festival has grown steadily and now features three stages of local musical acts. Jared Zeller is president of the Mothership Foundation, which hosts the event.
I founded the festival in 2005, October of 2005, so 8 years.
And how has it all changed since then?
Well, it's grown, I mean, dramatically. Over 8 years, we have grown from a one-day festival with one stage to a three-day art, food, music, cultural experience that incorporates a lot of different elements and stakeholders and partners. And in the end, we get to do some positive things in the community as a result of the festival. So more so than just being a pigeonholed as a music festival, I really think that we're contributing to the quality of life of the community, you know, at large.
How'd you end up doing the festival in this neighborhood? Was it just that you lived nearby or had a connection to the area or what?
Quite honestly, I was really inspired by Super Sunday. I chose the location as a result of Super Sunday, you know, experiencing that Mardi Gras Indian cultural tradition that's been taking place on Bayou St. John for many years, and then really digging into the history of Bayou St. John and what it means historically to New Orleans. And so, you know, when Hurricane Katrina hit us and I was evacuated, I had kind of had a vision of using the space as a result of experiencing Super Sunday and really sitting back and going, wow, this is such a magical place, and why isn't there anything else happening here, you know? And so during the evacuation of Katrina, I said, wow, when I go back to New Orleans, I think I want to do something that's kind of uplifting to the community and is positive and reminds us why we live in New Orleans. And I couldn't think of a better place than Bayou St. John.
The name of the event, the Bayou Boogaloo, where did that come from?
I was reading the liner notes of one of the CDs I had from the Meters, and I'm looking at the name of the publishing company, and I was searching for a name for an event, and I saw Boogaloo Music. Somehow we spelled it a little differently, and then I started researching what the definition or the term Boogaloo really meant, and, you know, digging into that, I learned that it was a dance that Puerto Rican community kind of developed in the suburbs of New York, and I said, well, that's kind of cool to have a festival that's kind of named after a dance, because certainly that's what we want to do when we have a party is dance. And, you know, you just couldn't help but use the term Bayou, since we're located in Bayou St. John. So it seemed like a good fit, and we stuck with that.
Every year you guys have some sort of arty-related theme for the festival. I understand there it's going to be tree-related this year.
You know, every year we pick a project to kind of focus on in terms of fundraising or just bringing awareness to something important in the community. You know, last year we raised money for the Magnolia Bridge, which crosses Bayou St. John and is a very historical bridge, probably the oldest standing bridge in New Orleans. So there's an effort to rebuild that bridge. But this year, there's an emphasis on replacing and restoring the bayou canopy. And so during Hurricane Katrina and then Tropical Storm Isaac, we lost a significant number of rather large southern live oak trees on the bayou. And so far we've replaced five of them. This year we're looking to plant a few more in the fall. And so everything will be kind of, in terms of art, catered around the tree and promoting trees. Also taking place is a live art demonstration. We brought a gentleman in from a wood carver, world-renowned wood carver by the name of Marlon Miller, who is carving a southern live oak tree that was struck by lightning during Isaac. And he'll be carving all week. He's carving right now. So, you know, you feel free to stop by and take a look at his work. Obviously, it'll be on display near the Orleans stage during the festival. Marlon will be here all weekend showing his works. So we're excited about not only repurposing a tree that was struck by lightning, but also building awareness and raising some dollars to replace some trees.
What's the hardest part for you, at least, of organizing a music festival?
Yeah, well, fundraising is always a challenge. I think nonprofits in general these days are having a tougher time gathering support, raising dollars, receiving grants. So that's always a challenge. It's a pretty risky proposition to start a free festival. In retrospect, I probably would not choose this model again. But, we've been lucky. Maybe it was just location, location, location. But there's so many details to an event like this. If you're not well organized, it can really, really beat you up.
So right now, while we're speaking, it's Mother's Day weekend. It's a week after Jazz Fest is wrapped up and a week before the Boogaloo goes up next weekend. Is this a tough time of the year to try and have a smaller festival, smaller than Jazz Fest, I mean, just because people are coming out of such a festival-heavy season?
Yeah, I mean, I think this weekend, Mother's Day weekend, is kind of a weekend that you certainly wouldn't want to do anything because it's, you know, on the post-Jazz Fest down, you know, downtime. It's tough for us to kind of be producing the event during Jazz Fest because our vendors are tied up with Jazz Fest, a lot of our sponsors. So it's challenging. And yeah, I think people get a little worn out. However, we continue to grow. Our theme this year is resilience. And, you know, New Orleans people have shown time and time again that we're resilient and we support, you know, local things. And I'm confident that the weather's nice, the crowds will be heavy, and we're excited about that. We think we provide a pretty good product. We're proud of it. We're making a difference, and I think people will support that. So, you know, it's challenging, but I have no fear unless the weather's just horrible.
How is the forecast for next weekend?
I don't look until probably Wednesday or Thursday. We intend to produce the festival rain or shine, and I think that's the motto that many of the festivals take these days, is you can't plan on not producing. You cannot promote a rain date, because I don't think you want to give your audience an opportunity to stay home if it does rain. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, we're pretty resilient at these festivals. If there's rain, you know, we're prepared. We have rubber boots, you know, you have the shrimp boots, you know, and you have the cool design boots that you get from Mignon Faget or something like that. I think people come rain or shine. So that's kind of our intention and our motto. And certainly, you know, we won't put anybody in harm's way, but our intention's to go. You know, so that's why I just stopped watching the weather over the last couple of years until Wednesday or Thursday, when I'm trying to really just plan the final details.
Well, Jared, I hope everything goes well at the festival, and thank you for talking to me.
Yeah, thank you, Zach.